And away we go, and here we are. It is Election Day 2019. Can you believe it? Tuesday, November 5th. After all the talk and all the weeks and all the months and all the preparation that goes in, here we are on Election Day 2019, and we seem to be getting a phone call here. So let's take the phone call. Hey, you're on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Terry Tackett, please.
Terry is not here. He'll be in today about 4 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So we've had a call off the bat already. Now, here we go. We are here for a whole nother run today on Election Day. But today we're going to have some fun because after all these weeks and months and days of talk of elections, we wanted to have some fun this morning. So momentarily we'll be joined by Sean Kraft here in studio and just kind of have some fun today as we ease in to Election Day. It's a rainy Election Day, but a warm one. So I don't know how that'll play out as far as weather-wise go, because they always say that there is some weather. I guess that affects the polls because people don't get out. People do get out. It's an interesting thing. Now, I do want to let everybody know that we will have live election coverage tonight. Live election comprehensive coverage tonight. Oh, here he is barreling in. Here we go. Sean Kraft is now in the studio. Only 2 minutes late. Not too bad. Did you hear that phone call we just got on the air?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I don't know who it was. Somebody calling for Terry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This must be his answering service. I don't know. But that's the way it goes. So here we are. You know, it's an interesting day. It's Election Day 2019. And it's kind of fascinating because...
Trying to get the program on this time.
Now, you know you're on the microphone.
Oh, you have it on?
I have it on.
Oh.
Well, yeah, because we're into the show already.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, it's interesting because they talk about Election Day being very dependent on the weather. Now, today we've got... What is wrong with you? I'm trying to do a show here.
I'm going to hope I didn't waste this morning.
Folks, let me tell you something. I'm on the air 3 minutes this morning. This is a bad omen. I'm on the air 3 minutes. I've already got people calling in, trying to get in touch with Terry on the air. This is not an answering service. I got you squeaking and doing whatever you're doing over there.
It was a straw.
I'm just about... Well, you don't do that near the microphone.
Well, I can't help this.
How long have you been in radio?
The microphone's like right in my face. So
you put the pop over here, or you walk into the other room and put the straw in.
Yeah.
My straw didn't do that when I stuck it in there.
I don't know. Mine must be like a...
Oh, my
or something.
God. Folks, you might want to go back to bed. I don't even know if you want to stay up for
hey,
this.
Hey, you know, this is what you call a good morning.
So far. Not for me.
Yes.
For you. Why would you give the station number as your call?
Secretary?
Yeah, this is not the place to do that.
I have no idea.
Especially when you're only here 5 hours a week. I mean, that's tough, you know?
Well.
Oh, I don't. Anyway, it's election day. Guess what?
Today somebody's going to get voted in.
Well, we don't know. Or voted out.
Oh.
You never know. So, but my point is, election day is very interesting because a lot of times they say it has to do with the weather. But it's kind of a mixed bag today because it is raining, so you would think that would be against it. But yet, it is also warmer than normal, so maybe that'll work for it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You just
what
don't
do you
know.
Think? Give me your take on that.
Well, I think it's going to depends on if people want a different person in an office. I mean, if they're going to go out and vote or not. If you want something out in a different person in the office, you're going to have to go out and vote. Doesn't matter if it's snowing out. I mean, right?
But it's not snowing.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm saying. If,
please tell me again what you just said, because I got to run that through the English dictionary and try to.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I think your mind was out elsewhere.
Let me tell you something. It's election morning, and we're getting updates left, right, and sideways. So I got to stay apprised of this.
Yeah, that's fine, but you have to stay focused too.
I do, but you said something about snow.
Well, this is what I said. I'll repeat this
please
again.
Please do.
I said, If people out there want somebody else in the office, they got to go out and vote. If not, it's going to stay the same people.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if it's snowing or raining or whatever. If you want somebody else in there that you don't want in there.
But I heard all that. What I'm saying, I don't know what that has to do with today.
No, I'm saying if it was snowing. You just never know. It could snow. We had 4 seasons one day before in Ohio. So it could snow.
Listen, folks, and the guy who does the weather, I'm making a prediction. It's not going to snow today.
You just never know. The weather changes on a dime sometimes.
Would you like to bet on this, that it will not snow today? I don't believe it'll snow.
Wow. The other day, we didn't think it was going to snow, but it snowed in October.
Yeah, but what was that? Like a minute?
Well, it's
snow. It's not a snowstorm that's going to keep people away from the poles.
No, but I mean, not like a blizzard or nothing, no. But
in any event, I don't think of this as a political story because we are an information station, so we got to touch on this morning because it was a news story yesterday. And to be honest with you, this follows right along with the election season we've been having. And, I got word of this last night. I don't understand this, but I've said to everybody, this is the, and Mayor Kellogg is on the news saying this today on our news report. He's never seen an election season like this. And Mayor Kellogg's been around a long time. This has been the meanest, ugliest election season locally I've ever seen. I've never seen so many name calling, so much nasty story writing, so many Facebook posts that were negative toward other people. I've never seen anything. And then last night, here we are 24 hours out, and we get another one, in case you didn't see it. Marion, once again, featured on Channel 6 last night because, and I don't have the particulars on this, so I don't want to get too deep into it, but apparently, and this is just what it is, I'm not favoring anybody here, this is just the story, the Republican Party in Marion and some of their people, we don't know who yet because nobody's been charged, were putting out fake ballots, sample ballots is what they called them, in the first ward with the Republicans' names highlighted. Now, the problem is you can't do that because, first of all, sample ballots have to be on a different color sheet of paper, like a green piece of paper, I think is what it was, and they were on white sheets of paper, and you can't really do that anyway. You can't put a sample ballot out like that that looks like the real ballot, and at the bottom it said paid for by the Republican Party. So there's an investigation now because this is illegal, and you can face a $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail. So nobody's been charged yet, but there's another investigation going on here in Marion right now into who did this or how this all happened, and that's what we know. So I don't know. Day before election day, I couldn't believe that story last night when I heard it.
Yeah, I was told about it. They didn't come knocking on my door.
Now, who told you?
Huh?
No, give me, yeah, me.
No, Linda told me last night.
Oh, I didn't tell you?
I haven't talked to you last night.
No, but I sent you a message last night.
I didn't see that.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, really?
God bless Linda. No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked to Linda. She was telling me. She said she saw it in the news.
It was on the news.
Yeah.
So we were on the news again.
Yeah.
We have more trouble when it comes to elections. If we're not in the Columbus News, Marion, Ohio, when the election season comes around, it's not election season.
Well, you know, I think we're on the news more than, I think, Columbus sometimes. I think we might as well just have a little news center set up here.
Well, but I don't know what happened here. I mean, I would assume that the parties know not to do that.
And maybe it was somebody that hacked. Maybe somebody else did it. Maybe it was nobody that didn't have something to do with the party.
I don't think that's the implication that's been given.
Oh, really?
Because at the bottom it says paid for by the Republican Party.
Well, anybody could write that on there, though.
Well,
somebody could be like trying to get him in trouble.
Well, I think the investigation has pretty well already proven out that it was people in the Republican Party, but it's just who and when at this point.
Hmm. So they kind of knew that part?
Yes, and it's my understanding, what I was told, and again, I cannot verify this, is that there are going to be some people charged as early as today. So they know who it was.
Wow.
And my understanding
is... Well, I'm sure if you go up to somebody's door and you hand them a piece of paper, they know who you are in this town.
Why would anybody else do that to frame the Republicans, in your theory?
Oh, I don't know. It's just because stuff like that goes on in the world today.
But let's say you're a Democrat. That would hurt you if you walked up to the door and gave somebody, even though if you were trying to do it to get somebody in trouble, it would hurt you overall because you're promoting the Republicans.
Well, you know, a lot of times it's probably like a random person they hire that probably don't even care about voting. You know what I mean? Like how these people hire different people to do different stuff.
Well, I don't believe it's a random person as the charges are getting ready to fly. And there was an investigator put on the case. Now, I don't know where they came from. But
why can't we just have a normal election?
We love investigations in Marion. We love them.
I mean, didn't last year we fired everybody on the...
Yeah, the election board got cleared out. Well, they weren't fired, but they were removed and resigned and voted out and all this sort of thing.
I mean, what's going on with our...
Did anybody hear this story last night? Does anybody have any thoughts on it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And is it a case? I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. Did the people who put it out not know that this was illegal? I don't know. I mean, maybe they didn't. I really don't know.
Well, you know, there's different rules for different things, and a lot of people don't know. I mean, there's different cases of different, you know, a lot of people don't know all the rules for everything. I mean, we certainly know that, and you know.
I'm just saying that I am not going to be the type of media that's going to jump on them because I don't know all the facts yet. But, you know, tell me that you didn't know. Then we can go from there. Because I do believe that we should be a more forgiving society. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't have done it. You did.
And but is it in... I'm sure that's in the bylaws or something, right? Or something? Or is it like Ohio?
Well, it's a... When you're running for office, you probably should know that stuff. I don't know why you'd put out a sample ballot anyway that looks like the real ballot. I don't know what the purpose behind that is with the Republicans highlighted. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did you get this? You live in the first ward.
Never got it.
Okay, but apparently they were passed out.
They must have got stopped before they came down to my area.
Well, apparently they know who. And apparently the charges will come. I heard today that I'm just hearsay. It's from a source, but it's a pretty reliable source that these charges will come today.
I did get a brochure, but it was a plastic thing with a Republican. Last week in my mailbox.
Somebody's got to have something to say about this out there in listener land. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, this is not political because truth is, you know, I don't know what's true and what is false. I just know if you believe investigators, if you believe Channel 6, if you believe what might be happening today as far as charges being filed. Now, maybe they won't be filed today. Maybe it will happen tomorrow, but that's just the indication that I got. Now, yesterday, nobody was implicated at all. They just said they knew who they were, but they weren't sure how many of them there were. That's what the story said.
I wonder how Channel 6 got the news so fast.
Oh, I'm sure somebody passed it to them.
And we got to go to Marion, get the helicopter
well,
ready.
Well, people are like that. People, you know, it's a sad thing because, well, I don't even know how to put this, but there's a media in Marion that they don't feel moves fast enough. So they've got to go to Columbus to try to get their word out further. And I would love to know who turned this in. I don't know who it was, but...
So it's a $5,000 fine and...
$1,000 fine.
Oh, $1,000 fine and...
6 months in prison. Jail, I guess it would be.
Well, we don't have no room for people in jail, we heard.
I don't know if they would go to jail or not. I don't know. All I know is, what outcome does it have on the election today? Because that's what it is. And I don't know what that sample ballot was supposed to do.
I
know is I bet some people did not sleep well last night.
Well, I don't know. I've never voted early in my life, so I don't know what that's all about. What is it supposed to be? You supposed to vote early? Is that what it's supposed to be?
Well, that's a whole other point of this. The people who've already voted early, were they influenced by that ballot? I don't know. I don't know what the ballot said.
I don't know.
Did anybody out there get a copy of this? Have they seen a copy of this? I don't know. I've seen like the picture they put on the news. But I did not really see what the purpose was. Somebody's got to be out there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, other than that, good luck to the candidates. We'll be on the air. We got to do that. I was in the middle of my plug when you walked in and jam that straw in. Tonight, we will have live comprehensive coverage of the election results starting at 7:15 on this station.
If it happens.
Why wouldn't the election happen?
You never know. This might get canceled now.
You don't cancel an election?
Well, you might have to. It's an investigation.
No. The election will go on. So tonight at 7:15, we'll start live. Now, it will be Sean Kraft, Mike Wilson, and our special guest, who we cannot say yet, but it's historic, will be with us here in the studio tonight. So you got to tune in to see who that's going to be. You mouthed it. Who was it?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Special guest. So there'll be four of us in the studio: Mike Wilson, Sean, myself, and this person who we cannot announce yet. And Linda Sims, host of Voice of a People, will be live at the Board of Elections. So we will be getting those election results as they come in. Glenn Coble, host of A Progressive Life, will be over at Democratic headquarters. So we'll be getting the reports in from there. And Terry Tackett will be over at the Republican headquarters, so we'll be getting the reports from over there. So all night long, we're going to get the reports here, and it's going to be fascinating. And then we've got our round table here in the studio, which will consist of four people, so we'll be discussing everything going on. And we will not leave the air. That's the point. We will not leave the air. Once we click on at 7:15, we will not click off until the election results are done. You'll be here.
I guess so.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
You knew that.
Yeah, we do that every year.
We do it every year. So tonight, 7:15, tune into this station to get all the results and everything going on, and maybe we'll have an update.
It might not have an update until tomorrow. Maybe how they do a recount.
I think we've pretty well always had our results locally, except for the 1 year.
I just hope they got their game together down there this year. Last year it was horrible down there. They didn't know what was going on.
Well, last year
Linda says she couldn't even get answers or nothing.
Well, last year they did have more votes than normal because of it being a state year.
We
won't have that many votes this year.
I mean, we got to get our stuff together around this town. I mean, people are not, the left hand and the right hand is not know what's going on.
But that's
on.
The problem in a lot of towns. If you look at election coverage in most towns, it goes like when we leave here. Election coverage in Columbus is still going on.
Well, you know what it is? It's called too many hands in a pie.
Well,
and you know, that's the problem is, like, you know, people's got to work together, and that's what the problem is. People don't like to work together anymore.
Well, the election results are just going to be a drawn-out process because those people are not allowed to start counting until the polls close, so they can't even get started until after 7:30. And also, only certain people can count them. You have to be authorized, so there's only a certain group that can count them. And you have to wait till they're brought in from the polling stations, which there's no way to control, because if a polling station had more people turn out than they thought, I mean, it's just not an exact science. And you certainly don't want to get it wrong. We've seen what happens when that happens.
Well, I hope they start voting online.
We're not even going to get into that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, I want to start
you
voting online.
You cannot vote online. Do you know what kind of voter fraud that would cause?
What's the difference? We have voter fraud now. We have kid on six.
When you go into the voting booth, you have to show your driver's license. You have to, have proved where you live, that you're able to vote in that ward. And then you actually have to walk into the booth and do the, you know. Can you imagine how many calls they would, I hit the wrong button on the internet. Oh, man. Now, you have to have somebody logging in and saying, okay, I got to fix this. I got to do this.
I mean, once you click on it, you click on it. You're done. And I think it'd be interesting that, you know, people that can't.
We already got people hacking into the elections. We don't need more ways to hack into the elections.
Well, what I'm saying though is people that can't get out to go to the polling booth.
We have absentee ballots you can mail in.
I know, but I just say.
Here's what I believe: we should all be back on paper ballots, because that would stop any problem.
No.
Yeah.
Last year I was a paper ballot and I filled out two, and. And don't ask
I'm
me
saying
how
if
I filled
we,
out
if we
too,
all had
know what he's doing.
If we all had paper ballots, you would know exactly how people voted. There's no doubt. It might take a little longer to count because you can't feed them into a machine, but you certainly would know how people voted.
Well, I think the machine's probably easier to count, right?
You just said how many times do we have problems with the machines?
Well, we do have problems with the machines. But I'm saying we have problems with the paper ballot, too, because a lot of people, I filled out two for some reason. I have no idea.
But I don't know how that led to a miscounting. But well, you technically did not fill out a paper ballot. You filled out an absentee ballot because you were not registered in your ward.
But it's still the same thing.
No, but I'm saying if everybody went in with the purpose of filling out a paper ballot, they don't have to wait 13 days or whatever it is to count a ballot like they did with yours being an absentee. So it's different.
They got all that fixed now.
Okay, but the point is, I believe we should be on paper ballots because there's so much going on electronically that'll screw people up.
I don't know.
Now that's that.
Yeah.
We got through that for 36 minutes. That was a soliloquy on elections, and if anybody wants to comment, please do, 740-383-9944. But good luck to all the candidates. It's hard to run, and we'll be on tonight giving you the election results. So, what's on your mind?
Not much. You know, it's going to be a good day, and go out and vote and cast my ballots and see if there's any changes today.
Now, a few months ago, it's probably been months now, on this program, you made mention of the church on Pole Lane Road,
yes,
which is now gone.
It's gone. Yeah.
So there you go.
So somebody helped her out, which is nice.
Because she called in that morning and said there were some issues with the funding for getting rid of that. But apparently the funding issues have been taken care of and the church is gone.
Yep. Yeah, that's...
Which, it was a historic landmark, but it did burn.
Yeah, it was probably cost too much money to remodel that one. I think they were remodeling the one on Channel 4. I mean, on Route 4, right? That one they're trying to fix up. I mean, they still got like plastic over it or whatever, but...
Well, all I know is that I'm glad to hear that the lady who called in, who apparently was the owner of that church, was able to solve her problem and came together, and now all is well.
Yeah.
Now, what else you got? As far as Marion, history, things of interest, we don't want to get into the weird things you eat, because... Don't give me that face.
What are you talking about?
Well, we talked last time about the weird things you like to eat. Like peanut butter and syrup on a spoon and all this weird stuff.
Okay. What's wrong with that? You haven't tried it?
No, I wouldn't try it. Because I think, first of all, I'm not the biggest fan of peanut butter in the world. And number two, I just don't think that sounds very good.
Oh, I do want to bring up. I found my doctor finally. So that's nice. My doctor's been missing for 3 years.
What's good? He popped back up.
Yeah. So, which is great.
Yeah, medicals.
That was my highlight of the day. Hey, I found my doctor.
That was a high highlight.
Yeah.
Now, what I don't understand, though, is have you heard the conversation we've had about apple butter on this station?
Yeah.
Now, don't sigh when you say it like that.
You just say you cook your apple butter in a pressure cooker.
Well, right, and I also believe that there's brown sugar involved.
I don't know. I really don't know how apple butter is really made, but I just remember my great-grandma when I was growing up, they used to cook it in a black kettle in the backyard and in a fire.
Yeah, kettles were important in those days, but now we've gone to pressure cookers. We've updated.
Yeah. Well, pressure cooker's been out for a long time.
The last time you were on, we talked about our trips. And apparently this was a funny story to other people.
Oh, we have another one coming up soon, maybe.
Maybe. Before we get into that story, though, do you want to give us an update on your diet?
Yes. Right now I've lost up to 10 pounds. Not enough. I have to increase. I figure out what I'm doing wrong. I'm not getting enough fiber. And because I was Googling last night, I was like, why am I not...
Now, who told you that?
Huh?
Now, that's... See, you're Googling.
Well, Googling people at work was telling me as well. I mean...
Are these doctors at work?
Don't mean this one person that is doing this diet with me...
Oh, God.
...lost a lot of weight so far.
Okay, go ahead.
And this person, I'm not going to mention the name because I work with the person. And because I don't know if they want me to. So, but... This person said, hey, this is what I did to change, and now it started kicking back in again. You got to have more fiber than, you know.
And this is the keto diet developed in Western Vietnam by some people in huts there.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't know it was
Well, that's what my understanding has always been of this diet. That's as far as it goes.
Oh, I didn't know.
You're at an impasse with fiber.
Yeah. And then, of course, I got to increase my exercise because, you know, you're taking in some little bit of, not really, I mean, fats, but you are taking a little bit of fats because what you want to do is, what the keto diet does is, like, just like the Atkins diet, your body burns the fat. Like, whenever the carbs, if you, you know, once your body craves carbs and you don't have the carbs, it starts burning the fat. That's what the idea is. But I figure out what happened was is because I'm bringing in fats, but I'm not bringing in enough fiber to get the fats away. So that's what I was doing. So I increased my fibers now.
You know, I knew a story of a guy. Now, this is back in the olden days. This is before the keto diet. And this guy went on, I believe it was like one of those Richard Simmons deal a meal things.
I just saw him the other day on a Facebook post.
So they went on this diet. And I think the guy weighed, I mean, he was pretty heavy. I mean, he weighed like 400-something pounds. And he ended up, why are you giving me a face on that? He did weigh 400 pounds.
Okay,
anyway. So he went on the diet, and he lost like 250 pounds. So he got down to like 150 pounds. And he was feeling great, but he never exercised. You know, he just did it through deal a meal and playing cards in his little book. And then one day he was at the mall and they had just installed an escalator down in Columbus. And he
this
was
is a true story.
Well, why would I tell it if it wasn't true?
Know.
Why would you ask me such a thing?
No, I'm just asking because sometimes
you think somebody can't tell 250. You can't lose 250 pounds.
No, I know they can, but I'm just saying. Yeah, go ahead. I'll explain to you after you're done with your story. Go ahead.
Oh my!
No, go ahead.
Get the hook. Okay. So, the guy lost 250 pounds, okay, on the deal a meal. So, he goes down to Columbus, and they had just installed the escalators.
Escalators where?
In the mall.
What mall?
The Pipilaris Mall. Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
So, they had just installed the escalators, and he was down there to see Santa Claus. So, he goes to get on the escalator, and he hadn't exercised.
Santa Claus is always downstairs.
Right.
He's never upstairs in the escalator. Why would you have to go down the escalator?
Because he wanted to see him from up above, because there were a lot of kids downstairs.
There's a lot of holes in the story so far.
Well, where's the hole?
Go ahead.
Where's the hole?
No, go ahead.
The story is going to have a bleak ending.
Okay.
Because the guy he had not exercised, and this was the first time he'd been out since losing all this weight, and he put one foot on the escalator, and then he was going to put the other foot on the escalator, and he collapsed dead. Because
just like the Atkins doctor.
No, the Atkins doctor fell on the ice and cracked his head. This guy was just getting on an escalator, and the exertion from losing 250 pounds and not exercising overworked his heart, and he died right there on the escalator. And the sad thing was, the escalator didn't stop. So, you know, it just carried his dead body right up to the next floor.
Well, that's a horrible thing this morning to tell us.
Well, it's a true story. I can't not.
This is not Halloween. You should have told this story on Halloween.
It's a diet story.
I know, this was,
So what's the problem with that story? Go ahead now. You may speak.
So this was the key. He was on the keto diet?
No, I see. Were you even listening?
Yeah. No. I
said deal a meal like four times in that story.
Deal a meal. I never heard of that.
It was diet. Well, probably not. But it was a.
Is it off the market now or something?
No, it was Richard Simmons. Remember you? I know you heard me say this because you said I heard a story about him the other day.
I know. I'm just teasing you.
No, you forgot. Sometimes you get that. Little touch of something going on in the brain. Okay.
I remember Richard Simmons. I remember you telling me that story.
I just told it.
Yeah, you told me that last
anyway,
week.
Anyway, no, it wasn't the keto diet.
Okay.
So what's the problem with that story?
That's why Richard Simmons is probably not around now, because he got sued.
No, but the whole point of the story was that he lost weight, yes, but the exertion on his heart from not exercising while he was losing weight cause problems.
Yeah, I think just about any diet you on, you gotta get some exercise or activity. Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
I thought that is a very apt story to tell this morning.
Okay. So your point is, on every diet that you go on, you want to make sure you exercise.
Yeah, you can lose all the weight you want, but if you don't keep your body in correct order, if you don't keep the muscles pumping and everything working properly, it's not going to work.
Well, yeah, because I mean, especially if you're on the keto, the Atkins, because you're bringing in a lot of those that fat you know, you're having a lot of the fat food, like, you know, like pepperoni, hamburger, and stuff like that. And if you don't get, you know, if you're not exercising to burn that.
Well, I think there's more trouble when it comes to that, because if you go on the Atkins diet, and I believe this is true for the keto diet as well, it will lower your cholesterol, and it will lower your blood pressure, and it will lower your
diabetes. Oh, it does. My numbers are lower.
So that's what's going to cause the heart attack or the stroke. And the problem with older diets where people were losing weight was they were eating things with more sodium, and which does raise your blood pressure, which does raise your... So I don't think that the food on the Atkins or the keto is caused. I've never heard of anybody on the Atkins or the keto having a kidney fail, which was a thing going on for a long time because you were eating so much meat. I've never heard of anybody having a heart attack because they ate so much meat. I've heard of their blood pressure going down.
Dr. Atkins had a heart attack.
No, Dr. Atkins had a concussion that put him in cardiac arrest. If you smack your head on the ground...
I did. I didn't go into cardiac arrest.
He was 80 years old. Any event.
Yeah.
So that's what can happen to you. You end up dead on the escalator.
But, I see what you're saying. Some of those diets have those meals. Frozen meals are not always good for you.
I think that was an encouraging story I just told.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you want to exercise, of course. I certainly don't get enough.
I'm here to help America.
make Americans fit again. Oh, there you go.
Well, I know. I'm just saying I'm here to inform people of what's going on in their society.
Oh, you want to hear my little app now? I got to play this for you. Here we go.
You've been obsessed with this app for 2 days.
I got both.
Good Lord, folks. Is there anybody out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. 740. Did I say that again? Yeah. 740-383-9944. There's a thrice for you. Somebody call in if you're out there. He's going to play these apps.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, this is when a telemarketer calls you, folks. Like, if, like, say you have a scam or they're trying to sell you something, you guys should download this app. It's I'll tell you what it is. Just
make sure you get it right on the mic.
Here we go. Now, this is the...
Do you have it on speakerphone?
It should be on, yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. Let's see here. I'm going to play two of them here.
All right.
Okay, the first one is...
We're in suspense.
Here we go.
Hello. Excuse me, sir, or ma'am. I'm not really sure who you are, to be honest, but how did you get this number? Okay, but I don't think you understand. Do you realize who you called? Do you know who I am? If you haven't realized, I am the President of the United States, the most important man in America, may I add. So tell me right now, what made you think you could call me? Do you realize the amount of power I have? I could end your job. I could get you fired at the snap of a finger.
Now, do you think any telemarketer is going to wait around and listen? That's long.
You'd be surprised. They did. Well, no, what happened was is when they talk to that robot, it comes up with a different other stuff. Like Donald will say, why are you calling? And he'll say something else. That's when somebody calls you, but if somebody calls that number and you talk on the answer machine with them, he'll just keep going back and forth. It realizes what you say, and then he'll come up with something different.
Now, I wonder how much the impersonator got paid to do that.
I don't know. Now, watch this one. This one's a good
one. All right, here's another one.
Here we go.
Hello? Who's calling? Wait a second. How did you get this phone number? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, you're not giving me a straight answer. I feel like this is who I think it is. You know, I think it's time this was dropped and I can be left alone. Wait. So, this isn't the State Department?
So, that was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Although that did not sound a whole lot like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I don't know if people would know who that was if they called that number.
See, I did. I think it's pretty close.
I would, if I did not know who that was supposed to be, I might have a hard time deciphering who that was.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I did. I picked it right up right away.
Because I don't think Hillary Clinton has a distinct voice.
No, I don't know. I mean, we'll have to listen. I thought it sounded pretty on top of it with her.
See, like, Donald Trump has a very distinct way of talking, so you can easily point an impersonator out because he talks a certain way.
Yeah.
But Hillary Clinton, I don't think that she has any kind of special voice.
I got one more for you, Donald.
All right.
Yeah, here's one more for you.
Are you enjoying this morning, audience? 740-383-9944.
No, I mean, people should download this. It's called Robot Killer, and it kills all these telemarketers that, you know, because we get all these robot calling, dialing, whatever. People just
Is it free?
It's free to a certain... You get a trial, and then it's like a yearly thing, but it's worth it because it stops up to almost 90%. I had this before, and then I turned it off, and I turned it back on again. Because I kept getting more of those stupid calls. They sell you a phone number, I think. Oh, here we go. Let me see if I can pull this one up here. Let's see. Which one is it? Yeah, here we go.
All right. Brace yourself.
Hello? Oh, my gosh, sweetheart. You have called at such a crazy time. You know I'm not in Malibu, right? I'm not at home. I'm on tour. Wait, hold on. Just hold on. Lucinda, pay the guy at the door. No, it's my smoothie. Oh, my gosh. I have to have smoothies all the time or, like, I lose so much weight doing this show. Like, 3,000 calories a minute, you know, just go flying off of me. Okay, hold on a second.
Now, that was Cher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, Cher has a distinct way of talking, so yeah. You know who it is.
See, I mean, I thought Hillary's pretty close. I'm like you. It's not, you know, it's not that. Now, the lady down, was it Tonight Show? She hit it pretty.
Now, if the Hillary caller had been saying, Bill, what are you doing? Now, see, then I would have got it.
Oh, really?
Because she said that a few times.
Yeah. There's a couple on there that Hillary has, but... I thought I just picked out a good one there. But.
So when those are interesting things, and again, what do you think? Do you think Hillary Clinton has a unique voice? Did you get that was Hillary Clinton before we told you? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say about the big voting la-di-da here in Marion that went down last night? Here we are, Election Day. You know, boy, so many signs. As I was even driving in this morning, there are so many yard signs, so many billboards. A lot of money was spent this election season, I'll say that.
Yeah, it sure was. And it's going to come. It's not. I don't think it's going to be a blowout this year. It's going to be a matter of fact, I think it might be a recount.
I don't think there'll be a recount, but I think a lot of these races have the opportunity to be close races because they're in wards, and there's only so many people who get to vote in certain elections.
And I get to vote. I mean, I'm in the first ward, so.
Yours is the ward where all the trouble happened.
I guess. But they did come knocking on my door.
Didn't come knocking on my door.
What?
Don't go knocking on my door. That's a song.
Yeah, that was, who was it? Wasn't it on a TV sitcom?
Oh, yeah, that was Three's Company,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, Three's Company, yeah.
But I just don't know. Don't tell us. Do you know who you're going to vote for?
Yes.
For first ward, council person.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, matter of fact, it's weird. This other person popped up on my Facebook last night.
Who's that?
Mike Sadd.
Oh,
on the Facebook, you know how like it says suggestions, friends, or whatever.
Oh well, he's local.
Yeah, I mean, I've never met him before in my life, and it just popped up. I didn't know what he looked like, you know, and it popped up and says, "Do you know this person?" And I don't know how I got connected.
Well, you probably had a lot of friends in common. That's usually how that works.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. Yeah,
are you friends with the other person in the first ward?
No. No.
But you've talked to them, you said.
Oh, yes.
Kai Mead.
Yes, I did. Yeah, he came to my...
Kai was on the show yesterday.
Yes, he came. He came, actually. He introduced himself. I was out in my driveway. He came up to me and talked to me. And
Now,
I don't know if Mike's tried to come out and reach out to me or not, but I've never talked to him. He's never came to my house.
But irregardless, you've made your decision.
Between
those two, who are you going to vote for?
Yeah, I think I have my decision on all of them.
Okay. All right, and for mayor, you know who you're going to vote for.
Yeah.
And for auditor.
Auditor.
You know who you're going to vote for.
Yeah.
What about the MRDD levy?
Yeah.
And I think you do have a fire levy as well.
We do have a fire levy. Which we got a grant already. I don't understand why we need a fire
levy. I don't think it's for the firehouse. I think it's for firemen, I think is what the levy's for.
Well, yeah, we need.
I know in my area, we have a fire levy. That's about all I get to vote for because we don't have any races in the city council or anything like that. But I'll tell you, that 15 minutes to get to where I live or to Meyer or to Menards if you're sick, that's too much.
Oh, absolutely. I listen to the police scanner all the time, and sometimes they have to do those bells on there twice to get a hold of somebody. And you know, and it's sad because if somebody's out there having a heart attack or something and they can't get to them, we definitely need more emergency squads. More fire department.
Well, what this will do, that particular one, will put a new fire station on 98. So it'll cut it down to 5 minutes.
Oh, good.
If great. It passes.
I think it needs to pass because we definitely need more emergency equipment.
Well, the point is, if you live in the county, don't forget to get out and vote. Even though you don't have city council or auditor or mayor or any of that, there are fire levies and there are MRDD levies that are on the ballot. Now, it won't take you, 5 minutes to go in and vote for those two things.
Is there any schools this year?
Not that I'm aware of. There might be, but not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Oh, did you ever find out about the River Valley school? Did anybody call in about the soil?
We had a lot of talk about that, and Charlie did not like us talking about that.
Why?
Well, because he was at the Convention and Visitors Bureau at the time.
Oh.
Is that where he was? Yeah, I mean Convention and Visitors Bureau. And
Charles didn't like us talking
about it? No, it caused him a lot of headache because of, people didn't want to come to town because of that.
Well. But, I mean, if it's a problem, we need to fix the problem.
Well, I think the problem has been fixed now.
No, I'm talking about, but I'm just saying, if it's still out there, we need to somehow treat it. I mean, is the soil still bad out there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, they got it all dug up?
Well, Ted Graham owns the land now, and I believe it's past all regulation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
School, I mean, the kids are fine now. They moved. You know, they got a new nice school now. And
I guess from my understanding on Friday, the federal government paid for that. Because the EPA decided that the levels were too high, so they had to move. They couldn't wait on a levy or anything like that.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there you go.
So they got a nice school now, which is nice. I've been in there. Very nice school, so which is great.
Well, it is a nice
now
area.
If the government can take care of Ridgedale because they're hurting right now.
Well, there's also something wrong with their heating system.
Yeah, so hopefully somebody out there can get my school fixed, you know. Ridgedale needs to be...
Well, the population just keeps going down.
Yeah. They're probably going to have to combine Elgin and Ridgedale together, probably.
Well, I think it'll probably just become Elgin then, because Elgin's doing okay.
Are they?
Well, they just built new schools not too long ago, and I think they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Ridgedale. I mean, it's a lack of students. I mean, you can't...
Yeah, it's a lack of students. I mean, they're way far out there. And you know, when I graduated, it was over 200 students in my class. I mean, that's pretty good. I think we had probably the biggest class, maybe, because we graduated in the millennium.
But that was many years ago.
Many years ago.
19 years ago.
Yeah, I can't
those days are gone.
I can't believe that. Yeah.
Do you remember it well?
I do. I remember because we graduated, because we had a big gym. And I remember walking down, and I gave my good friend a high five. She was awesome.
I was there. I came to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
It was long and boring, is what I remember.
Yours is long and boring. Yours is long and boring.
No, mine was this
yours
big
stuff. Yours is the Coliseum.
Coliseum.
Hot.
Big time.
Hot.
Big time. But yours, I just remember coming and thinking, gee whiz.
And I fell down the steps that day.
And I thought there might have been asbestos somewhere in that particular area.
What?
It was just my thought at the
time. Listen, the Cleveland Browns played in our gym.
Okay. Well, what year was that?
Probably the back of the
1874.
No, I was still in school. I think I was probably back in the 90s.
The Browns played in your gym.
Yes, they played basketball.
Did they win?
I can't believe. I think it was Browns versus Bengals. You
They've
know
been
how they
losing a lot lately. they got problems.
It was basketball.
I know people are Browns fans, but boy, they got problems. I don't know what's wrong with them.
But you know, I think the Browns. Give them 3 years. I mean, I'm not a Browns fan.
How many 3 years do we got to give them? We've been giving them 3 years for 40 years.
You Cubs, we gave them 100 years.
And what happened?
They finally broke the...
Not finally. They won the World Series.
They got lucky.
In Cleveland.
They got lucky.
Mark it down.
But, you know, I'm not a Browns fan. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. But the Browns, give them 3 years. I think they...
Why is it always give them 3 years?
Because, you know...
Everybody always says that. Give them 3 years. Give them 3 years.
Because the coach... I mean, the coach they have now, he's decent. And I think he can get them to go somewhere, but he has to build his team up.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Give them 3 years.
Mark it on your calendar. 2023.
What will happen in 2023?
They'll probably be in Super Bowl by then.
Are they going to buy tickets and sit in the stands? Is that what's going to happen? Because that's the only way I see them getting to the Super Bowl. And by the way, don't send me your evil emails. I know you people love the Browns. I don't want your emails. I don't want your texts. Please, I don't care.
You know, be honest with you. Before I liked the Dallas Cowboys, you knew who I actually liked the Browns. You knew when Bernie Kosar was on the Browns.
Do you know who the greatest coach in Cleveland Browns history was?
Yeah, what was his name? Paul Brown.
No, not Paul Brown. Gee whiz.
Who was it?
You're not good at trivia. Bud Carson.
Oh,
Bud
that's Carson. Not
when Bud Carson was there, that team was a
Bud.
Winner.
Yeah.
Even Bud. Bill Belichick, probably a person who people consider right now one of the greatest coaches in football.
Yeah.
He was with the Browns, and I think he won one game. Give him 3 years. Give him 3 years. He'll turn it around.
I mean, you know, let's face it. I mean, they're way overdue for. I mean, I think it's time for them to get in.
Give us 3 years.
It's like a curse for them, just like the old Cubs.
Cubs broke the curse of the Billy Goat.
They did because you ate bones or whatever you witch doctor.
I called the witch doctor. She told me what to do. She said, "Get the Cubs in the World Series." And by God,
what do you have to do?
I can't. Like, we got a break. We'll come back. Maybe talk about this later on. Stay tuned. It's election day, folks. You wouldn't know it by this show because we're not talking about it. But stay tuned. We'll be back.
I'm heading to the dugout.
He don't tell jokes. He don't do anything. That's why he's been he got crazy. When he heard that,
oh,
this show, he chased me. You know, I got more talent.